Datura is the rare intoxicant that experienced drug users warn each other away from. And in the same stroke of chemistry, the drug tucked into a motion sickness patch worn behind the ear. Its tropane alkaloids do something no psychedelic does. They switch off the brain's acetylcholine signaling and replace reality with a seamless, usually terrifying, and often forgotten delirium. That same pharmacology made scopolamine the reference laboratory model of human amnesia and a cornerstone of Alzheimer's research. This is the story of one receptor system read in two directions, blocked into delirium or supported into medicine, and an honest account of one of the most dangerous plants people still take on purpose. This article is education, not medical advice. The oldest hallucinogens and the alkaloids inside them. Long before anyone isolated a molecule, the nightshades were feared and used. Datura stramonium, Jimson weed, thorn apple, devil's trumpet, grows as a rank cosmopolitan weed with spiny seed capsules. Datura metel runs through the ritual life of South Asia, and the pendulous-flowered trees of Brugmansia, angel's trumpet, split taxonomically from Datura in 1973, line gardens across the Andes and the tropics. All sit in the nightshade family Solanaceae alongside deadly nightshade Atropa belladonna, henbane Hyoscyamus niger, and mandrake Mandragora. And all share the same active chemistry, the tropane alkaloids hyoscyamine, scopolamine, hyoscine, and atropine, Conan Johansson and Kaiser, 2020. Hyoscyamine is typically most abundant in Datura. Atropine is simply its racemate. And scopolamine differs by a single epoxide bridge that makes it more lipophilic and more centrally active. Albert Leidenberg first isolated scopolamine as a pure alkaloid in 1880. Alkaloid content varies wildly by species, plant part, season, and individual plant. The root of the hazard. The historical record is dark and continuous. Medieval flying ointments were solanaceous salves, belladonna, henbane, datura, mandrake, rendered in fat and rubbed onto the skin, where tropanes absorb transdermally to produce the sensation of flight that fed the witch mythology, flying ointment history. Across the Atlantic, the Chumash and other Southern California peoples used Datura as tolo ash in male initiation rites, dosed by specialists precisely because a visionary dose and a lethal one sat dangerously close. Applegate, 1975. In India, D-metal has been an entheogen, poison, and Ayurvedic medicine tied to Shiva for millennia. This is not a plant humans discovered recently. It is one they have respected and died from for a very long time. Delirience, a category apart. The single most important framing for Datura is that it is not a psychedelic and not a dissociative. The term delirient was coined specifically to separate the anticholinergic hallucinogens from those other classes, and the distinction is not pedantic. It is the whole experience. Delirient class. A person on psilocybin, or LSD, however altered, generally retains insight. The visuals are understood as drug effects, and the self persists to witness them. A dissociative like ketamine detaches the user from body and environment, but rarely convinces them that a hallucinated world is real. Datura does exactly that. It produces a true delirium, the same clinical state a hospital sees in severe infection or withdrawal, in which hallucinations are fully formed and indistinguishable from reality. Classic accounts describe people holding conversations with friends who are not present, smoking cigarettes that do not exist, becoming enraged at their own reflection, or wandering disoriented for hours with no awareness they have taken anything, overlaid with confusion, and a dense anterograde amnesia that frequently erases the episode entirely. The effective tone is usually not expanded consciousness, but confusion and terror. That difference, reality replaced rather than reality enhanced, is why delirients belong in their own box, and why they are so much more dangerous to the user and to bystanders. Mechanism: switching off acetylcholine. The neuroscience is elegantly simple at its core. Tropane alkaloids are competitive antagonists at muscarinic acetylcholine receptors. Acetylcholine acts through nicotinic, ion channel, and muscarinic, G-protein-coupled, M1M5, receptors. scopolamine and atropine bind the muscarinic orthosteric pocket reversibly and block acetylcholine non-selectively across the M1-M5 family. Atropine, stat pearls. Because both are lipophilic tertiary amines, they cross the blood-brain barrier freely, so the blockade is not just peripheral, but central. Contrast the quaternary anticholinergics glycopyrrolate and trospium, which cannot cross the barrier and therefore lack the delirium, a fact that matters below. The two alkaloids differ in emphasis. Scopolamine is more sedating, more amnestic, more antiemetic, and shorter acting. Atropine is comparatively more excitatory and more cardiac. But the shared consequence is that blocking acetylcholine at central muscarinic receptors, especially the M1 subtype SAH, the dominant muscarinic receptor in cortex, striatum, and hippocampus, degrades the very systems acetylcholine supports. Attention, perceptual gating, and the encoding of new memory. Mall Neurobile 2022. When those go offline at once, the output is delirium plus amnesia. Peripherally, blockade of M2 receptors on the heart and M3 receptors on glands and smooth muscle produces the rest of the picture. The anticholinergic toxidrome. Emergency medicine memorizes Datura's peripheral signature as a rhyme, and each clause maps directly onto a blocked muscarinic function. Blind as a bat. Mydriasis and cycloplegia. Dilated, non-accommodating pupils. Mad as a hatter. Central delirium and hallucination. Red as a beet. Cutaneous flushing. Hot as a hare. Hyperthermia, because sweating is a muscarinic function, and its loss removes the body's main cooling route. Dry as a bone. Dry mouth, eyes, and skin from blocked secretions. The bowel and bladder lose their tone, ileus and urinary retention. And the heart runs alone, tachycardia, as vagal cholinergic braking of the sinoatrial node is removed. Anticholinergic toxicity, stat pearls. The dilated pupils and the racing, dry, flushed, agitated patient are recognizable across a room. In severe poisoning, the same mechanism escalates to dangerous hyperthermia, seizures, coma, and death. The memory machine, scopolamine, and the cholinergic hypothesis. Why should blocking one neurotransmitter erase memory so cleanly? Because acetylcholine, released from the basal forebrain and medial septum onto cortex and hippocampus, is essential for laying down new memories. M1 receptor activation supports the hippocampal long-term potentiation that encoding depends on. Remove it and the brain can still act but cannot reliably record. This makes scopolamine the classic pharmacological model of amnesia. A single dose produces a temporary, reversible memory deficit in healthy humans and animals, and for decades, it has been the standard tool for probing the neurochemistry of memory and for screening candidate cognition-enhancing and anti-dementia drugs. Neurosci BioBehav Rev 2024. That tool is inseparable from the cholinergic hypothesis of Alzheimer's disease. The observation that degeneration of basal forebrain cholinergic neurons tracks the memory loss of dementia. Scopolamine's ability to reproduce a dementia-like amnesia in a healthy brain was among the pillars of that hypothesis, which in turn produced the first Alzheimer's drugs, cholinesterase inhibitors, donepezil, rivastigmine, galantamine, that raise synaptic acetylcholine, pharmacologically the opposite of Datura. The bookend arrived in 2024 when the FDA approved Cobenfy, xanomeline trospium, a first-in-class muscarinic M1-M4 agonist for schizophrenia, COM 2024. The through line is one receptor system read in both directions. Block it, and you get Datura's delirium and amnesia. Support or stimulate it, and you get pro-cognitive, antipsychotic, anti-dementia effects. Datura is, in a sense, the negative control for a whole branch of neuropharmacology. Legitimate medicine. Tamed to precise, tiny doses, these alkaloids are genuinely useful. The scopolamine transdermal patch, TransdermScop, FDA approved 1979, delivers a trickle of drug behind the ear over 3 days to prevent motion sickness and post-operative nausea, enough to reach the vomiting center's muscarinic receptors without flooding the brain, though the FDA warns it can rarely impair sweating and cause overheating. FDA drug safety communication. Atropine is a frontline emergency drug. It treats symptomatic bradycardia, dries secretions, and is the specific antidote to organophosphate and nerve agent poisoning. States of acetylcholine excess where atropine's blockade is life-saving, the exact mirror of Datura toxicity, FDA atropine label. At very low concentration, 0.01%, atropine has also become a mainstay for slowing childhood myopia, Orange Study 2025. The most tantalizing and least settled chapter is antidepressant research. In 2006, Furey and Dreves at the NIMH reported that intravenous scopolamine produced a rapid antidepressant effect, Furey and Dreves 2006, replicated by the same group in 2010, Dreves and Furey 2010, suggesting, like ketamine, that briefly disrupting an overactive cholinergic system could reset mood fast. But it has not held up cleanly. A rigorous 2022 trial against the active placebo glycopyrrolate, which blocks the same peripheral receptors but cannot enter the brain, was stopped for futility, Chen et al. 2022. And a 2023 systematic review found the evidence mixed and unproven, Systematic Review 2023. The honest status in 2026 is a real but contested signal that never became an approved therapy. Devil's breath, crime, myth, and reality. Scopolamine's amnestic, compliance-inducing effects underlie its notoriety as devil's breath, or burundanga, especially in Colombia, where it is extracted from Brugmansia. The pharmacology that enables the crime is real. A victim spiked with scopolamine can become disoriented and passive while forming no new memories, and reports of robbery and assault of incapacitated victims are well documented, including in the medical literature case report. But the sensational version is overstated. The U.S. State Department has cited unofficial estimates of tens of thousands of incidents a year in Colombia, yet toxicologists question the lurid claims of powder blown in the face or drug-laced business cards producing instant zombie-like obedience. The realistic route is a spiked drink or food, and true chemical mind control is largely myth. That same amnestic quality drove the early 20th century truth serum idea, obstetrician Robert House, noting that women in scopolamine twilight sleep, answered questions candidly, proposed it for interrogation, long since debunked, as drugged subjects give unreliable fantasy-laced answers. Pharmacokinetics, dose danger, and honest safety. Taken orally, effects begin within roughly 30-60 minutes. Scopolamine's elimination half-life is about 4.5 hours with highly variable bioavailability, but the peripheral signs, especially dilated pupils, can persist for a day or more, and delirium can outlast the drug. Renner et al., 2005. The defining hazard is a narrow margin combined with unpredictable potency. A wild plant's alkaloid content swings enormously, so the dose that produces hallucination and the dose that kills can sit perilously close, invisible in a handful of seeds or a cup of tea. Most serious cases involve adolescents and young adults seeking a high alongside accidental pediatric ingestions and food contamination outbreaks. Severe toxicity brings agitation, extreme tachycardia, hyperthermia, seizures, rhabdomyolysis, respiratory failure, and death, with severe complications reported in more than 5% of cases in some series, Amich et al. 2025. Management is largely supportive. A calm, low-stimulation setting. Benzodiazepines for agitation, cooling, and cardiac monitoring. The specific antidote is physostigmine, a cholinesterase inhibitor that crosses the blood-brain barrier to reverse both the central delirium and the peripheral signs given in small titrated doses, generally under 2 mg or with caution for seizures and bradycardia, Ahrens and Kearney 2020. Amid U.S. shortages since 2022, rivastigmine has emerged as an off-label substitute, Utah Poison Control 2024. This is deliberately not a how-to. Datura is not a substance to titrate at home. The experience is usually frightening and forgotten rather than insightful, and anyone showing anticholinergic signs after a suspected exposure needs emergency care or poison control. Legal status in 2026. The legal picture is a study in mismatch. In the United States, Datura and Brugmansia are, for the most part, unregulated plants. Not scheduled under the Controlled Substances Act, and legal to grow, possess, and buy as ornamentals. A handful of jurisdictions restrict them. Kansas bans D. stramonium outright. Louisiana and several others prohibit sale or possession for human consumption while exempting ornamental use. But there is no federal control, U.S. and state legal status. The purified alkaloids are a different matter. Scopolamine and atropine are prescription medicines, regulated as drugs. Neither the plants nor the alkaloids are scheduled as drugs of abuse under the international conventions. The result is a genuinely dangerous delirium that is, in most of the country, as legal as any weed in the yard, which is precisely why clear, non-sensational education matters. Regulatory status changes. Confirm current local rules before relying on any of this. The honest bottom line, Datura is four things at once, and the accurate view holds them together: an ancient, sacred plant, a source of legitimate medicines, the nausea patch, atropine's antidotal and cardiac uses, an indispensable neuroscience tool, the reference model of amnesia, and a load-bearing piece of the cholinergic hypothesis of dementia, and one of the most dangerous hallucinogens a person can take. Dangerous precisely because it is a deliriant with a narrow margin and unpredictable potency, not a psychedelic to be explored. The limitations are worth stating plainly. Controlled human data on the intoxication are sparse because it is too dangerous and unpleasant to trial. Wild plant variability defeats any notion of a safe dose. And the most exciting clinical lead, rapid antidepressant action, remains unproven. The clean science is the useful part. Scopolamine, the patch and the memory probe on one side, Jimson weed, the emergency room poison on the other, and the honest account keeps both in view. UDW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Datura and its tropane alkaloids are dangerous delirients with a narrow margin between an intoxicating dose and a lethal one. This article is not a guide to using them. Anticholinergic poisoning, dilated pupils, racing heart, high fever, agitation, or altered consciousness after a suspected exposure is a medical emergency warranting immediate care or a call to poison control. 1-800-222-2202 in the U.S. Scopolamine and atropine are prescription medicines and should be used only as directed by a clinician. This article is education, not medical advice.